This week, an historic abortion reform passed both houses of the South Australian Parliament. Under the new reforms, abortion will be decriminalised and instead treated as a healthcare issue. The passage of the bill in South Australia means Western Australia is the only state that uses criminal law to regulate abortion. Bridget Coombe is co-convener of the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition, and she told Edward McCarroll that she's excited by the passing of these new reforms.
For the first time now in South Australia, abortion will be provided on the basis of informed consent, and there'll be no sanctions in criminal law for providers, health professionals, or for anyone having an abortion under any circumstances. It's been 51 years since the law was reformed in a limited way, which occurred in 1969, and that still had some very severe sanctions, including life imprisonment, if those prescribed conditions weren't met.
And what kind of barriers does this remove for women?
So the barriers that it removes are, first and foremost, no longer will women need to consult two doctors and the procedure be provided on the basis of the opinion of those doctors rather than the informed consent of the patient, which is how we provide all other healthcare. It also means that earlier abortion done by medication will be able to be provided in general practices. So it removes the barrier of everything having to be provided in a prescribed hospital. That's particularly important for people who live in the country, South Australia, and also for anyone who wants to be able to access telehealth medication, abortion by telehealth. The residency clause is removed, so that means people living in border communities easily be able to get services in South Australia, and also for international students, although, you know, that's a small number at the moment. We expect that again, as well as tourists, will be a group of people that will need to access abortion here. Finally, for abortions that are required after 22 weeks and 6 days, that will now be available for anyone who requires it.
What do you think of the arguments made by the pro-life advocates that are protesting these reforms?
People who are anti-abortion are protesting these reforms on the basis of a set of values, which is their set of values, around whether or not a pregnancy should be terminated. What the law does is actually privileges or places the person requiring the abortion. It is their set of values and their assessment of their circumstances at that time that is what is paramount.
What kind of situations does later abortions in pregnancy occur?
What we've learned, both here in South Australia and internationally, and as the research and understanding of later presentations, is that abortion can be required after 20 weeks of pregnancy, but that predominantly abortion is required at less than 12 weeks. So 85% of abortions in South Australia occur at or before 10 weeks. So a very small number then required after 20 weeks.
What does this mean for Australia?
That South Australia has largely caught up with most of the other states. Western Australia is now the only state with part of abortion care still governed in the criminal code, and they also have not made provision for safe access zones. So South Australia was the first to make reforms to abortion law, and we're nearly the last finally decriminalised.
Does more need to be done?
More needs to be done in terms of ensuring access. South Australia actually has excellent abortion access because it has been provided since 1970 as a public service that has made it the state in Australia where access has been the most equitable. But nonetheless, we now need to ensure that general practitioners feel confident and willing to provide early medication abortion from their practices, and that they are supported to do that, and that our public services are able to adapt to provide abortion.
Bridget Coombe, co-convener of the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition, speaking to The Wire's Edward McCarroll.